the Louisville unit of the Women's Overseas Service League decided some 15 years ago to make interviews of their members so that they could give them in written form to the Louisville Free Public Library and to the Filson Club as a permanent reminder of their services during the various wars in which they took part. All of the people interviewed knew that this would be a matter of public record. We have a number of women who have died since those interviews were taken. And I, Dorothy M. Harrison, present president of the Louisville unit, am making a point of recording what information we took at that time from those deceased members. Since we cannot have them sign a release, this is a statement to the effect that they fully expected what they said to be seen and heard of by the public. The first person I want to mention is Mildred Stutzenberger, Stutzenberger. Mildred was a longtime member of this unit. She came from a Louisville family. The Stutzenbergers lived out in the suburbs on a farm off of Hit Lane, H-I-T-T. I have a portion of an interview that we began with her, and then the tape recorder broke down, so we never finished it. But I also have a copy of a current history of Anchorage High School, class of 1936, written by R. Vincent Finelli, a little new sheet, which was prepared in 1961. And I'm going to read from that first. Mildred Stutzenberger entered Bryant Stratton Business College in 1936. Upon graduation, she went with the Municipal Bureau of Social Service of Louisville and later transferred to Louisville Jefferson County Health Department, working in conjunction with the United States Public Health Service. After observing her present state of apparent good health, I would say she took her work seriously. During this time, she took some night courses at the University of Louisville. Since I can't see her mind, I can't comment on its state or how seriously she took this work. Meanwhile, back in 1944, she went overseas with the American Red Cross to the CBI Theater of Operations. She started out in hospital work, but her unit, the 263rd General Hospital staff, was moved to the Philippines, and she elected to remain in the CBI. She transferred to club work, where she remained for the rest of her tours. In parenthesis, the editor's comment, she's smarter than the average bear. Everyone knows clubs are more fun than hospitals, unquote. Mildred was stationed at the Bengal Air Depot, about 18 miles from Calcutta, for her longest period of duty. She says she got, quote, upcountry, unquote, into the wilds of Nitkina, pronounced Mutchina, and Kunming, China. She became ill and returned to the Calcutta area, where she spent the balance of the tour at a rest camp. Parenthesis, working, naturally. Parenthesis. She spent one leave in Srinagar, the Venice of India. Editor's comment, all I can say is it should be underwater. Unquote. She says, quote, of course Srinagar is in the northern part of India and just south of the USSR and separated by the Himalayas from Tibet. Later, says the editor, she spent a week in the Himalayas at a rest camp. I should think so. After all, just pronouncing the names of the places would demand a complete rest. She also got a side trip to one of the Maharaja's palaces at the seashore at Gorakhpur, and a flying trip to Bangkok, Siam. In 1946, she returned home for 60 days leave, then back to the Pacific with the ARC. Oh boy, comments the editor. Here we go again. This time out, she was in Honolulu for 1 month, then on to Guam via Kwajalein and places west. At Guam, she worked with the 20th Air Force until the club was blown away by a typhoon. Too late to save us from these ear-busting tongue twisters. Oh yes, she did manage to get to Saipan and Japan with stops in Tokyo, Yokohama, and Mount Fuji. Most people would have flown on, but not Mildred. She had to stop at them all. In 1948, after her return from overseas, she went to work for Tube Turns Division of Chemitron Corporation as a legal secretary, and I hope they never let her out of their sight. She is single, and the editor puts in parenthesis, naturally, she never stopped long enough for the necessary time of a 5-minute mandatory question and answer period, unquote. She reports no children's activities, etc. I should hope not, says the editor. Hobbies. This paragraph I should like to quote verbatim, if I may. And then the editor does quote, I cannot classify my liking of traveling a hobby, but I would rather be planning a trip, traveling, or returning home from a trip than most other things I can think of. Unquote. And the editor's final remark is, Mildred, I would never have guessed. The small segment of report which Mildred gave us in the interview was regarding her initial coming into the Red Cross and her arrival at her first station. We asked her when she got to Calcutta, and she replied, August 26th, 1944. But then she continued on to talk about what had happened just before at that time. She says, we were delayed a couple of months because of the invasion. I was sent up to Springfield, Massachusetts at the end of June, and was only there about a week when I got orders to return to Washington. I'd planned to go home the following weekend, and the field director said I should just go on home. As long as I was in Washington the following Tuesday, it would be all right. Travel was terrible. I offered a porter $5 in Buffalo to put my bag on the other train, and he refused. Imagine, $5. I stood up in the corridor between carriages all the way from Buffalo to Cincinnati. It suddenly struck me that not a soul knew where I was. I mean, I'd just taken the first thing available and had taken my chances. I got into Louisville on Sunday morning at the Baxter Street station, and I thought, this is fine. I've got 24 hours at home, that is, if my family's there. I called home on the phone, and Mother said, I can't hear with all the noise in the background. Shh, it's Mildred talking. I said, Mother, I'm at the Baxter Avenue station. Send someone for me. And she said, where are you? And I said, I'm at the Baxter Avenue station. Send someone, come pick me up. Where are you? She said, I'm at the Baxter Avenue station, Mother. Would you tell my daddy to get on the phone? Where are you? Be quiet, it's Mildred. I was waiting to clean up my face. I was so dirty from riding between those cars. You can just imagine. All night long, there were several who did it. Several boys. Well, at any rate, my family did finally pick me up. Then we questioned her. After this leave, Mildred, where did you go? And Aunt Mildred answered, "I went to Washington. I left on Monday." And we asked, "And after Washington, where did you go?" And we and she said, "I went to Camp Anza, California." You may remember that it was there an Army officer had gone berserk and killed his girlfriend, a couple of people in the officers' club as well. We were almost scared to go there. The place was so tense. "Shot them or stabbed them?" we asked. "Shot them," Mildred answered. Somebody piped up with "Happy day." Then we said, "Where did you leave from then?" "San Francisco?" And Mildred replied, "No, Los Angeles." "And where did you make your first landfall?" And she replied, "Australia, 30 days. She'd gone by ship." And that is all the information we had from Mildred. She continued to work at Tube Turns until she retired about 1978. In the spring of that year, she did come to a meeting and complained of having her legs feeling very swollen. And she died following a lung operation later that year during the summertime. She had lung cancer.